Murder in the Fens, starring Douglas Fairbanks Jr., will be heard in just a moment on Hollywood Star Playhouse. Right now, a word about more of the grand entertainment ABC brings you tonight. Just a little later, listen to the original Amateur Hour with Ted Mack. It's another very special program, another all-soldier review from Nuremberg, Germany. Ted Mack, you know, has been touring our European camps, scouting talented servicemen. Last week's winner at Wiesbaden is competing again tonight. And tonight's winner will have the opportunity to appear on an original amateur program here at home. Don't miss the thrill of being entertained by some of our boys now in Europe. Hear the original Amateur Hour with Ted Mack tonight on ABC.
Now, Mr. Douglas Fairbanks on the Hollywood Star Playhouse. Hollywood Star Playhouse. Tales of suspense, thrills, adventure by Hollywood's finest writers with Hollywood's top stars. Brought to you each week by the American Broadcasting Company. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Orville Anderson. Welcome to the Hollywood Star Playhouse. Moon comes through the fog tonight to fall on fatal steel as the intrigue and violence and bloodshed of a bygone century take us deep into haunted swamps, into dark and shrouded combat. Yes, listen now to Mr. Douglas Fairbanks as the Highlander, as Cameron of Lochneil in Murder in the Fens.
£30,000 upon my head. That was the price the English king had paid for me, dead or alive. And that was the price that the black ethling, the doomster, almost claimed. I shall never forget it, the darkness, the foul water, the mists, and the death toll of the Bell of Ely, drifting over the haunted swamps. I blame myself. Fugitive that I was. I'd no right to mix with strangers, particularly women. but she was a pretty lass. I stood on the docks of Flushing, Holland, that fateful night, waiting for the Folkestone packet to heave anchor when the gal appeared. And that's how it started, all.
Your pardon, sir, but which of these vessels sails for Hull tonight?
Hull, did you say? Not Folkestone?
Hull, England, if you please.
Oh, well, but Folkestone's a shorter distance and a pleasanter ship.
Good evening to your impudence, sir. I'll ask another.
That frowning vessel there is the North Sea packet for Hull, but you're making a great mistake sailing for Hull. Or perhaps I'm making a mistake sailing for Folkestone. That's how it came that I was on the North Sea packet for Hull that momentous night in the year 1748. I was by sudden choice on the wrong vessel because the lass was bonny and her scent was sweet. Ah, Cameron, you fool. My reflections were rudely interrupted by a heavy, florid gentleman who approached me at the ship's rail in the moonlight and struck up some talk.
A fine moonlit evening, friend.
Aye.
You are Cameron of Lochneil.
I know who I am.
You wear the tartan of your clan lining your cape. Cameron of Lochneil. My name is Klaas van Kuyper.
So?
I have heard of you.
What have you heard of me?
Cameron of Lochneil. Man of action. Lover of justice. Rebel.
If I am this Cameron you speak about...
You have heard of the Fen country in northeast England?
I've heard of the great marshes, aye.
My brother Hans was commissioned by the British Crown...
English.
...to drain those swamps. He was murdered before he could start.
And who'd have done that?
Possibly a young hothead named Damon Craik.
Damon Craik, eh?
His family has raised flax in the fens for generations. Now they feel the land is theirs. Since I am undertaken to complete my brother's work, they will kill me if they can.
I have a certain sympathy for men who fight for their homes.
I have a certain intolerance for murder.
I like you, Klaas Van Kuyper.
Good. Are you as skillful with that sword as Europe rumors?
Oh, I fear not. Everything I touch with it gets damaged.
And you shoot according to legend?
Make a circle with your thumb and forefinger.
Like this, you mean? Yes! Fool!
Not I.
I felt a hot wind pass through the circle of my fingers. You are a mad fool, Highlander. But you are hired.
A shot. What was it?
Ah, the inaccessible lady with the inscrutable perfume.
Oh, it's you again.
Ah, and by all evidences on the wrong tub. Now, how could that have happened?
You're up to something, aren't you?
I'm employed by this gentleman.
I see. Good night to you.
You have met before.
Aye, but without success.
Better luck.
Thank you, Dutchman.
Your duties begin now. I suggest you reload your pistol. Good night, Highlander.
Aye, who is it?
I must speak to you, please.
Aye. Come in, lass, come in. Bonny fragrance distilled from purest moonlight.
No nonsense, please.
Who says nonsense to such a well-turned phrase as a heart of agate? I always do well with it.
Listen to me. You mustn't accept service with the Dutchman.
And why not?
Because you'll be in deadly danger.
At whose hands? The people of the Fen?
All I can do is warn you and go.
Wait, lassie. Your name?
Kathy Durwood.
Kathy Durwood. It fits. You wear your name like a pretty bonnet. You should not wear it in the muck of men's affairs and mischief, for you're a lovely thing, fragile as bluebells amid these violent times. My sword and my life are at your feet if you'll use them, lass.
I'm to be met at the dock in Hull by my fiancé.
A man of the fens.
One of the very best.
In two words, Damon Craik.
Good night, Highlander.
Lucky fella, Damon Craik. The gal knew something. Too much. I wondered how much she knew of me, as well as of Damon Craik, and of murder in the fens. On the morning the ship docked at Hull, I contrived to idle behind some ship's gear on the wharves, overhearing the conversation between Kathy and the tall man who met her. I didn't like the looks of him. He was tall and smooth and dark, and he had a formidable look. In particular, I saw how he kept the folds of his mantle away from his sword as though all was ready to draw.
Believe me, Kathy, I have no wish to take sides in this dispute. I don't want to oppose Damon, but as agent for the Crown and the drainage project, I must do my duty, Kathy.
You still haven't told me why Damon didn't meet me here.
This is distressing, Kathy.
What's happened to him? Tell me.
Damon is in jail. Or rather...
Jail?
Damon was in jail. He escaped last night.
Surely they don't believe that Damon killed the other engineer?
They wanted him confined until Van Kuyper's coach arrived safely in Ely. It's none of my belief for doing, Kathy. Believe me.
Oh, I do believe you. You've been a good friend to my people since you came.
Thank you, my dear. Now, let me show you to the Ely stagecoach.
Yes. Thank you, Regis.
Regis. Regis, she called him. I tried to remember. Regis. Where did I know that name? Common enough to be sure, but where and how? Connected with the sinister shape of the man who now led Kathy Durwood to the coach that was to take us all to Ely. I wanted to avoid the man, but I had my compact with Klaas Van Kuyper, and the gal Kathy intrigued me much. I took the coach with Van Kuyper, Ely bound. All that day, I felt the eyes of the man called Regis searching me when I appeared not to notice. And then, as we stopped at an inn for the night, the storming weather and my weakness for a charming girl conspired to betray me. Or did they betray me? I couldn't know until later.
This is the inn, Kathy. We'll stop here for the night.
That dreadful weather.
We'll jump out of the coach and run for it.
Here, take my cloak, Mistress Dilwood.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, an interesting garment? The Stuart tartan?
No.
I should think not. As you know, 'tis death to show allegiance to the renegade Prince Charles.
I obtained the cloak and lured a particular bit of barter I won't bore you with. Well, the rain's abated somewhat. My hand, Mistress Still.
Thank you, Highlander.
I took a room with Klaas Van Kuyper. I couldn't sleep thinking of Kathy and the blue eyes of the man Regis burning in his dark countenance. Then, all of a sudden, I swung my feet out of bed and reached for my sword. Across the room, I heard Klaas Van Kuyper's even breathing. But outside, I heard the boards in the hallway creak. Again. Someone was trying to get in.
Stand aside, Highlander.
I thought you were asleep.
Stand aside, I say. Assassins and murderers, I'll give them the flavor of Dutch lead.
Quiet and don't shoot. I warn you not to shoot.
There he is! Highlander, I am here. Highlander, help me. Assassins and picks. Did you hit him?
It was too dark. You're not badly hurt.
No, my shoulder.
I told you not to fire. You gave away your position.
Murdering picks.
Yeah, let me plug that wound a bit here. There, man. There. So. Kathy! I ran to the window. Dark Horseman was spurring the mounts away, and I saw Kathy struggling in the arms of one of the cloaked and hooded men as they rode away in the moonlight. I pulled on my boots and raced downstairs to find a horse in the yard and take after them. No good. No good on earth. Earth, did I say? It was no earth between beneath me, but muck and sucking mud and water. Pursuit was useless to one not knowing that rude land. Sadly, I rode back to Klaas Van Kuyper. Kathy was gone. Regis, too, in pursuit of the robbers, so the innkeeper said. And gloomily the next morning, Klaas and I set out for Ely, alone. Deeply moving, that first view of Ely at dawn. In the distance, rising out of the marshland into the mists, stood the cathedral. Ancient Ely, saying, here in the wasteland, here in the trackless fens, here too is God. There it stood, rooted in muck and desolation, but reaching splendidly to heaven. A Scot asks no pardon for weeping when it's right. All the rest of the day and part of the night, I paced my solitary room at Ely. No word of Kathy. Nothing. Then, it must have been 2 o'clock in the morning. Aye?
Open.
Kathy. Come in, lass, come in. What happened? Are you all right? Tell me quickly.
I'm all right.
A blessing, that.
Regis was very brave.
Good man, that.
He caught up with them at last and fired once, and they left me and ran.
And to think I questioned him one small moment, and now what of Damon? Damon Craik? Anything?
I came to speak to you of him. They're saying it was he who broke out of jail, who tried to kill Klaas Van Kuyper in his bed last night. I've just seen Damon. He's desperate.
Unhappy man.
Damon is innocent, but the sheriff won't believe me. I love Damon.
Happy man.
They'll believe you. Come to the cathedral. Damon will join us there, dressed as the robbers were last night. Declare Damon's innocence before the Bishop of Ely, and no one will challenge it.
I see. I'm to judge if Damon in robber's rig was the man who tried to shoot Klaas last night.
You must.
And what if I call him guilty?
Will you then despise me?
Innocent or guilty, I must know. I'll not hold it against you.
If I call him innocent, I'll lose you.
Oh, Highlander. Oh, you mustn't love me, Scott.
So be it. We'll meet with Damon at the cathedral and you'll have the truth from me, Kathy Durwood. The honor of my clan upon it. Shall we go?
We will continue with Act Two of Hollywood Star Playhouse in just a moment.
Defense is your job, too. It's true some of us work in defense plants, some do volunteer work in civil defense. But some of us are not doing anything. And there is another defense job, the job of saving for our freedom. The dollars we save in United States defense bonds help to battle inflation and make our own future more secure. So buy defense bonds through the payroll savings plan or the bond a month plan. Whichever your method of saving, make today your D-Day. Buy an extra bond for defense.
Now, Act Two of Murder in the Fens, starring Mr. Douglas Fairbanks.
We waited in the cathedral, the Bishop of Ely, Kathy Durwood, and I. And I thought that the awesome arches of the nave, vaulting grandly into the upper darkness, echoed the beating of Kathy Durwood's heart. Then footsteps approaching slowly in the gloom, a cloaked and hooded figure, black and tall before us.
My Lord Bishop.
My son, Kathy.
Courage.
Highlander.
Aye.
You see me hooded and mantled, like the man you say shot your engineer at the inn last night.
I do.
Could I be that man? Highlander?
In height, in breadth, in gesture. I did not hear the assassin's voice last night, but in all these other attributes.
Oh.
In all these other attributes, in stance and bearing, this is not the man.
Oh, Highlander. If I did not love Damon so much, I'd love you for those words alone.
Alas for me, she's alas for you, Damon.
I thank you, Highlander. Kathy, I must go back into hiding. For until the sheriff himself declares me innocent, Neely Cobham, I'm still hunted. Farewell fondly, love. My Lord Bishop, Highlander, whoever you may be.
He was gone. For a moment then, Kathy and I stayed to pay our parting respects to my Lord Bishop of Ely. And in that moment, I was made a liar and a fool. A man staggered in through the great open cathedral doors, hurt.
Sanctuary!
It's Van Kuyper!
Sanctuary! I am murdered!
He is dead. Stabbed to death outside my cathedral.
No.
Stabbed by a man in a black hood and mantle.
Oh, no, Highlander, no.
Class said it, Kathy. Would you challenge a dying man's word?
No.
I must ask you, Kathy, where does Damon hide?
Oh, you're not to go after him.
Tell me.
But you can't follow him into the fens. You'll die.
The fens, is it?
You'll die. One false step from the narrow paths beneath the water and the deep slime will swallow you.
I have my duty to the Dutchman.
Oh, no, Highlander.
I've failed to protect him. I'll not fail to avenge him.
But for strangers in the fens, there's no return.
I'll come back.
Not the fens, Highlander. You'll die.
Kathy.
Oh, Regis, help me.
Come in. What is it, Kathy?
It's true about Damon. Tonight he murdered Klaus von Keiper in the streets of Ely.
I'm sorry, Kathy. Where is Damon now?
In the fens, and the Highlander after him.
The Highlander?
It's for him I'm fearful now.
Fearful for that rebel and cutthroat?
Oh, yes.
Do you know who he is behind his gallantry and charm and smiles? Cameron! That Cameron of Lochneil, most loyal to the renegade Charles, enemy of the crown! Cameron and his bunny, Prince Charlie! Well, I have him now. I suspected it from the start. Wait here, Kathy.
Where are you going?
Into the fens, after Cameron of Lochneil.
Oh, no, Regis. Do you want to die too?
I know the fens. Let me go.
No, listen. The fog bell tolling from the cathedral. Fog, it says. Fog. Fog. Fog on the fens. Death, it says. Fog. Don't go.
One of us will be back alive. Wait for me, Kathy.
This miserable fog. This miserable lowland. Ah, for the highlands now. Lost. Lost.
Damon! Damon Crake!
Lost in this fog and mire.
Damon, what are you?
Kathy was right. I'll die. Die in the fog and dark and muck. The frogs, the eels, the slime. Blech. What's this? Illusion. Hallucination. Now I imagine the clash of swords in this forsaken waste. Oh, it will be a mercy to go mad before I die, though. Imagination? Or is it salt on salt? By St. Andrew, it is. Two others in this mad morass. Impossible. Impossible. I must see. I burst onto the high, dry ground at last, and there I saw them. There they were. Two apparitions fighting fierce with blades that caught moonlight even through the eerie mist. And both, mind you, hooded and cloaked alike. And then one of them stepped back and drew a pistol and fired at the other. Coward! Coward you are who'd shoot a man when cold steel is the weapon!
I'll kill any man who follows my purpose.
Regis!
More! Regis Eathling, if that means much to you.
Regis Eathling. Black Eathling, the doomster.
This was luck coming across Cameron of Lochneil when my duty only assigned me to police the swamplands.
You think you have me as you've taken 100 others, profiting on their blood and selling their heads to the tyrant for gold.
I am a constable of the crown. Cameron?
Of Lochneil. I'll have respect from you, bloody though you are. Black with the blood of those you've hunted to the grave.
How will I take you, Cameron? Alive or dead?
Or not at all. Have you reckoned on that? Black Eathling.
Tell me where your Prince Charlie's hiding.
Two things a Scot is not. He's not an informer against his truest friend and his king. And he's not the scent by which the dogs discover the real quarry.
Do you call on me to draw my sword, then?
I call you dog.
Say where your Prince Charlie is hiding, and I'll spare you, Highlander.
Give me solider ground under my feet, and perhaps I'll spare you.
Stop there, Highlander.
I see you wear the costume of the robbers at the inn. You wounded Van Kuyper that night, eh?
And galloped off grandly to rescue Kathy, whom my own men had kidnapped. I thought it would make a winning gesture with the girl.
Later it was you, not Damon, who murdered Klaus at the cathedral.
To make Damon guilty. Of course. I love Kathy, too. He was in my way. I murdered the first Dutchman also, knowing the impetuous Damon would be blamed for it.
And all for love, eh? The doomster, the bloody magistrate, has a weakness after all. He can fall in love. Shame, Doomster. Scorn, Black Eathling, to show human frailty.
Enough, Highlander. Draw your sword.
Alba Gabro, on guard.
You have a good wrist, Scott.
Have I now? Have I?
Oh, no good. Aye. So, break, Cameron. Disengage.
This Lowland fighting's unfair to me.
Break, I say.
Break, then.
Ah! Touché, Scott. Huh? Blood?
Blood.
Fight, Highlander. Fight and die!
Close, close, very close.
Break, Cameron.
Of Lochmiel.
Of the worms. Of the grave. Of the unmarked grave in these stinking fens. Break, I say.
Aye. Oh. Blood?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Now, Doomster.
Oh.
Blood?
Mercy, Highlander.
That was Van Kuyper's brother you murdered. For Klaas himself, murdered in the very shadow of the cross. For Damon, whom you shot when cold steel was the honest tool.
Mercy.
For the 100 you've murdered in the name of your nefarious duty, Doomster. For a nice change, yours is the doom. No. No, ours is the doom. That fog bell tolls for all of us. For me, no less than you and Damon. For without help, I shall never leave this fen. Alive or dead.
It doesn't toll for me, Highlander.
Damon!
Aye, Highlander. Wounded, but alive.
Ah, that's thoughtful of you, man.
Lend me a shoulder, and I'll lead you out of this. Cameron, did he call you? Cameron?
Of Lochneil. Of Lochneil, Damon. Aye, Cameron of Lochneil.
Douglas, that was great. You were great. Thank you very much.
Well, let's don't go overboard about it, Orville, because this is a play I really enjoyed doing. Fine story and a fine cast, which, by the way, included Irene Tedrow, Polly Bear, Dan O'Herlihy, Bill Johnstone, and Eric Snowden. I hope we can do many more programs together.
Thanks again, Douglas. I hope so, too. Douglas Fairbanks can soon be seen in his own production, Mr. Drake's Duck. Tonight's play was written especially for Mr. Fairbanks by Robert Metzler and Milton Geiger, with music by Basil Atlam. The entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. And now here's the star of next week's thrilling story on Hollywood Star Playhouse, Mr. William Bendix.
A man had to die, and I had to make sure he did. Why? All because of what a certain senator said, and because he said it. I suddenly knew it could mean only one thing. That I was walking in the dust of doomsday.
And Dust of Doomsday is the title of next week's play. Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a honey. On tonight's program, all characters and incidents were fictitious. Any similarity to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. And now this is Orville Anderson saying goodnight for Hollywood Star Playhouse.
And this is Douglas Fairbanks again, reminding you that your good friend Ted Mack is standing by to present a special all-soldier review on the original Amateur Hour. So stay tuned.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the American Broadcasting Company.